Mishnah says in Daf Chaf Gimel Beis, "Chanani ben Kash Omer Ratzal Kadosh Baruch Hu Lezakis." It's a story of Fika Achir ben Mitar Mitzvah Shenamar Hashem Chafetz Aman Tzidkoi Yagdil Tar VeYadir. And the Pasha says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have an opportunity to get a lot of schar, and therefore he was marred by Tar Mitzvah, so we could have more of an opportunity for schar. And the question is that Mechar you can there's a svar fakert as well. If there'd be less mitzvahs to do, it'd be easier to keep them and be able to get more schar. If there's many mitzvahs to do, there's an opportunity, more of an opportunity not to keep the mitzvahs, and maybe the person is going to get less schar. So how does the ribui hamitzvahs cause there to be more schar? And the Rambam, the Perush Mishnah, seems to be bothered with this kashya, and because of that, he has a peldik of pshat, a mechudishik of pshat, understanding this din of Rabbi Chanan ben Akasha. And he says like this, he says that the Ikari Amuna Batara, ki kishi yakayim other mitzvah mitarag mitzvahs, karoi v'kohagen, that if a person does one of the mitzvahs from Tarag mitzvahs properly, v'lo yishatif ima kavanim b'kavanis ha'ilam b'shun panim, and he doesn't have any ulterior motives whatsoever, it's kula l'shma, l'shiyasa isa l'shma me'ava, mamish does it l'shma and me'ava, v'shibarati hine zacha b'alecha ilam haba. Then he zacha t'alam haba, to get alam haba, you have to do at least one mitzvah, mamish l'shma, with no ulterior motive. And he says, "Valzam Rab Chanina ki amitzus biyosam harbi yafshul yasa on the mechayv achas on the maskunusa b'shleimusa." If there's so many mitzvahs, it's impossible that there shouldn't be at least one mitzvah that you get right and you do it b'shleimus. Ubasoyis a mitzvah techay nafshu b'yosam ma'isa. And when you do that mitzvah properly b'kavana ba'ava, then you'll be zeichet olam haba. And then he brings Rav from Chanina ben Tradian that asked, "Mani lechay olam haba?" And he said, "Did he ever do any mitzvah?" And he found that he did some mitzvahs stuck on a hugging dick away. And the Rambam understands that that's the pshat, that was the one mitzvah that he did, but even shleimus, but any ulterior motives, and through that he was zeichet olam haba. And that's pshat. The pasuk Hashem chafetz man tzidkoi latzadik yisrael leman kiyagdil tar v'yadir. And that's how he understands that there's really mitzvah, so you should be zeichet to get at least one mitzvah properly. If you do that, then you're zeichet olam haba. If there would not even be one mitzvah that you did be kavana and with Hashem shemayim ba'ava with all the ulterior motives, then you won't be zeichet to olam haba. And the mail, the Rebbe Mitzvah, is more of a svar that will be zechet olam haba. And I think lefi the Rambam, you can be masber a Gemara Maseches Tanis. And the Gemara brings down that one of the Amoraim asked Eliyahu Navi, he was in the Shuk, and he said, "Is anyone in this Shuk that's a ben olam haba?" And first he told him no, and then he found someone who was. There was this person who gavered the Hamasai Uchmi. And basically what this person did is that he used to work in the jail, and he would make sure to keep the prisoners separate, the men and women separate. They shouldn't come Lidei Pritzis. And then the Gemara brings down, there are other people as well, they're Bnei Olam Haba, because they're Inchi Beduchi. There are people that would be Mesameach, other people that were sad, they would try to make Shalom between people, and therefore they were the Bnei Olam Haba. And the question is that, if these people didn't do any other mitzvahs, then why would they be Zeichet Olam Haba through this one mitzvah alone, if they did do other mitzvahs, and they should get Olam Haba because of the other mitzvahs? What's a pshat? Because they did this one unique mitzvah, the Zeichet Olam Haba, which it's not totally on just doing this one maisa. But I think if you feed the Rambam, this is mamash pshat, that about they did other mitzvahs, but those other mitzvahs were not necessarily b'shleimus. They could be for ulterior motives, other reasons, and not b'kavana, not b'simcha, not b'ava, and that was not enough to be zechet olam haba. But Eliyahu was pointed out that there are certain mitzvahs that these people did. Each one had their one mitzvah that they did, mamash b'shem shemayim, b'shleimus, b'ava, without any ulterior motive, and that is what was mezaket olam haba. So with all the other mitzvahs that they did, unless you find one mitzvah that's done b'shleimus, person can't be zeichet olam haba, but if you do it b'shleimus, that mitzvah itself is able to be mezakiyut olam haba together with all the other mitzvahs that you do.